Why is it perfectly acceptable for someone to put an advertisement up in their front yard, but not acceptable for them to put up images of hardcore pornography? And similarly, why is it legitimate to insist, using the police powers of the state, that people wear clothes out on the street? Well, my answer to that would be this. If and when there is a private property community, including privately owned streets, where people go in, and it's made clear to them, that's what we're doing. We got a pornography in our yard, maybe sex acts in the alley. We have people doing who knows what. You want to live here? That's fine. And that can, as far as I'm concerned, can be done within an otherwise normal society, can legitimately be done. I mean, whether I like those activities politically, I don't think they could be or should be stopped. But it is not true, as things stand now, the great majority of people do not want that, and I think it's not a completely arbitrary on their part. They think that those things are inherently private, and that it's simply weird, peculiar, and they don't know what it means. If you see a guy going down the street, muttering to himself and rolling, I'm not saying this, but I'm giving an analogy, muttering to himself and rolling a wheelbarrow back and forth and standing on his head and then not, you wonder, well, what else is this guy capable of? It arouses a certain fear, especially if you live in New York City where they do it. So it's legitimate to say we don't want things like that that raise an objective question. Now, as I say, people can set terms voluntarily. Those who don't, who want that, can covenant. But now, let's say it's a private society and it's a public street. I mean, it's a private, privately owned street. And there's two street owners. One says, I'm for, you know, freedom of expression. You can do whatever you want on my street. And the other says, no, I'm for decorum, etc. Then let them fight it out as competitors. And, you know, maybe parts of Amsterdam, the one without clothes, would make the money. Let them see. I don't think if it's privately owned and there's no prior covenant, people can act accordingly. Now, however, today they are not privately owned. And so we have the same situation as traffic. If roads were privately owned, it would be up to the owners to set the rules of safe driving. But since they're not, and those rules are mandatory, otherwise we can't drive, we have to let the government do it. And the same would be true here. If they're not privately owned streets, etc., then the government has to try to find out what would be, I mean, properly, what form of self-expression in your home, your yard, or your behavior on the street is objectively taken to raise fear in people as to what's coming next, and that we have a right to stop.